Big game on the weekend. There's lots of big games on the weekend, but is there any bigger than this one? Goi Goi took on Merengur on Saturday in the Millawa League. Now, the coach of Goi Goi is a... Oh, sorry.
Goal, goal.
Actually, an L, not an I. Goal,
goal. Your eyes, mate.
Goal, goal. I beg your pardon. The coach of Goal, goal is Adam Thompson. Now, I'm not sure whether Adam has decided to whack himself down at full forward because he could see a big a feed coming, but he's just scored a lazy 33 on the weekend. Goal, goal, 58-28, 376. Just got over the top of Merengur, 4-1-25, and Adam's been good enough just to have a bit of a chat with us for a few minutes. G'day, Ad.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
33. What, did you miss any?
I kicked 10 behind as well. So I'm probably not known for kicking straight, to be honest. I had 16-1 at one stage, and then I got a bit tired. So
hey, Adam, do you take any inside 50 stats? How many inside 50s do you reckon you had?
Nah, the boys didn't keep the inside 50s, but yeah, I didn't leave the goal square too much, to be honest. I reckon I got a fair few of them from there.
Can you talk us through your physical dimensions? Like, what are your strengths and assets as a footballer?
Geez, I'm not sure about it. I'm probably not a bad mark one-on-one, but I definitely haven't got too much pace about me. And my set shot goal kicking probably leaves a bit to be desired, but so I play on for most of the marks I took on Saturday.
You've had 43 shots at goal, Adam, in the game.
Yeah, our full forward was actually out injured. He's done a hamstring, so he'd be filthy, that bloke. I don't think he was overly happy about missing that one.
So run through quarter by quarter. What were your goals each quarter?
I had 10 goals, one at quarter time.
Yeah.
We kicked a bit of a breeze in the first quarter. And then the second quarter, they actually kicked four goals to our five. So we only won the quarter by a goal.
Oh, wow.
But I kicked four that quarter. Six in the third, and the boys just fed me in the last. I think I kicked 13-5.
So when you said they fed you in the last, what was the three-quarter time address that you gave?
Kick it a move.
let's try and play through me as much as we can.
I didn't use that one, but mentioned that we probably need to lift our game after the second quarter into the breeze, and I think we kicked 21 goals for the quarter.
Now, did Merengur decide maybe to drop another one in the hole or put a couple of players on you at any stage, or they just give you the forward 50 to do your stuff?
At the start, I was given the forward 50, but then, they did drop a second, and then there was a third bloke there at one stage as well.
3-on-1, you still had 43 shots.
How's the season looking, mate? You set up to go all the way. What's how many teams in the comp and where are you situated?
So it's only a minor league. We've only got the six teams in the comp, so we're sitting second at the moment. So we haven't managed to knock off the top side. I think we lost by 20 points the first time, and then they gave us 140 point belting later on. Only a few weeks ago. So, one of my old teammates actually kicked 24 against Moringa last week. So, a nice message from him Saturday night, actually.
Yeah, he's 9 short. As we let you go, Ads, what did you do Saturday night? Did you sit down and have a pot for every goal you kicked?
No, I definitely didn't do that. I wouldn't have made it through the night. Just a couple of quiet ones at home.
Good on you, mate. Hey, it's a great story. 33 goals in anyone's language is unbelievable. Didn't know about the 10 points. Good luck. We'll keep an eye on goal for the rest of the year.
I appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Adam Thompson there. 33 goals, 10.
They've got a tough run coming up. They've got Cardross next week.
What have I told you about looking too far ahead?
No, just next week. It's Cardross, and then they go Bamboo. And then after that, they've got Werrymull. And, that's it's a tough run, but they're every chance.
Lachlan from St Kilda says we shouldn't be celebrating country footy. I'm of that opinion for junior footy, Lockie, but when it gets to the country situation, you put your best teams out there, and we know that some are going to battle to get numbers. That's just where it's at. But I saw where Daisy Thomas played for Nil, I think it was Nil, and they won their first game in over 1,000 days or something.
Yeah, that was about a month ago now.
Was it?
Yeah, but he and Sean Burgoyne has gone out. Ruffy went out.
The Carlton draft.
Eddie Betts went out for the Carlton draft. And John O'Brien will tell you he's the commissioner of the Carlton draft. But, that's to see that. I mean, obviously there's been boys that have been going out for cashies and playing at different places. But in the end, the gate that the local club gets from an event like that, it goes back into the community a little bit. Some goes to the player themselves, but it feeds back into the community somehow.
It's a great initiative.
But the grassroots footy's a... it's an ongoing issue, isn't it?
Yeah,
it,
there's a challenges everywhere. There's no doubt about that. But we 33 goals. We're going to celebrate that.